Okay. Now this is one of the your this we're talking about your new film, which is going to be showing on the 16th as part of the comedy festival. Rod Contock, a comedy warrior. Tell me about how you got onto making this film.
Well, it was look, I've known Rod for a long time. I first met Rod probably 30 years ago when he was doing some script editing on a script at the time that I was producing. And I became a firm fan of Rod's and used to go and see all of his comedy shows, shared his politics and loved his comedy. And so somebody suggested that he needed to have an interview made about him a few years ago, and I went, I'd love to do that, and in fact I'd love to actually make it into a documentary, which I have subsequently done, but it has taken a couple of years to put it all together. Rod and his family were affected, couldn't go out a lot in the public with COVID, so we had to wait for COVID periods, and it's been a bit of a protracted production process, but we've finally got it finished.
Yeah, which is great. Just before we get on to the actual film itself, you've been documenting that whole era that that Rod you know, was a luminary within the Melbourne comedy scene and cultural scene, in fact. You've been documenting this, which is more strength to your arm. It's a great thing that you're doing, really.
Well, yes, I haven't done comedy before, and Rod was the original of the comedians. So, I haven't touched on the comedy area before, but I have done quite a bit with music and with some photographers and a variety of others with that. Because I think it's and I've still got another film later coming in a similar vein too, because it's an incredibly important period where the Australian arts had been in Australia before then, but they tended to just be follow-ons from British arts forms, whereas, you know, the more independent Australian arts really started in Melbourne in the 70s.
Yeah, where people stood up. And he's Rod is an absolute quintessential standing up for the and he's you know, like the show that he did, which was Australia, You're Standing in It.
Yep. Yeah. Along with a group of people with Australia Standing in It. But, yes, he was the main stand-up person in there, if you can call him that. He did a lot of sitting down at the time, but he was doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah, but it's really the flavour of it. People were really feeling their oats. They were understanding that they belonged in a culture, and they were representative of a culture that was real, and they were, you know, reflecting back on the world. Their own what they were seeing.
Yep, and most of that really started in Melbourne with APG, Pram Factory, you know, with a lot of the theatre actors then, you know, musicians, and as you know, I did Whoopee Blues, which was about the Captain Matchbox Whoopee band, which then became the start of Circus Oz. So all of those different sort of art forms were all starting, and Rod was alongside. And of course, you know, you have to give many thanks to John Pinder, who was behind many of those things in terms of music and comedy and Last Laugh, etc., starting the Last Laugh off. So they were the early times that started it all off.
Yeah, you know, it was really great to see John Pinder and you giving him the accolades he deserved, because I know that some people have conveniently forgotten how important John Pinder was to this whole flowering. So it was really nice to see. And that brings us to the fact that you've got Rod Contock, who is the focus of this film, of course. But to make this film, you have created and gathered together a whole lot of cultural artefacts. You've got tell me about the archival stuff that you've got and all that sort of stuff. How did you collect it all together?
Well, unfortunately, you know, Rod was started in a period where there wasn't anybody taping any of his shows. So the very early shows, when he was working with his wife, Mary Keneally, and Stephen Blackburn and Geoffrey Brooks as the sort of main four in all of their early comedy stuff, the Comedy Cafe and other places, there is not really any footage of that. There is a little bit of John Pinder there and some of The Last Laugh that we managed to.
And the trapeze.
And a little bit of the trapeze, yes, with John Pinder when he started that. But there are photos and flyers and all of those. So we put out things asking people for stuff. Rod had some scrapbooks, so we raided anything that Rod had. But we also, for a lot of Rod's early childhood stuff, there was also very few photos. So we made the decision to make some little animations and things that we utilise through the film. Well, particularly through the first half of the film that doesn't have much footage in it. The second half of the film, Rod has had somebody filming quite a few of his shows over the last 20, 30 years. So there was some footage of that that we were able to utilise. And, of course, ABC have various things, including Australia Standing in It. So we've, you know, got archival footage from them too.
That's quite amazing, actually. A lot of the, like down to the role of Mary Keneally and the others, and also the fact that he, Rod Quantock, is a man of generous spirit. So it is a communal effort. I mean, it shows his politics effectively. The whole affair, the film itself tells us all about his generous spirit. A lot of the sketches that they have in those TV shows, they really are, a lot of people won't have realised, but many of those characters, like the Tim and Debbie characters and stuff like that, have been carried on as artefacts in other sketch shows.
Yeah, well, they were fantastic and huge. They were really popular in their time. And were fantastic. So it will, hopefully younger people can discover some of those older wonderful comedy acts.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I mean, that's one of the reasons why this film is so fantastic, because it really does show us the progression of the comedy scene. But also it goes into the notion of comedy as having a purpose, effectively, not just to have a laugh, but to have a purpose.
Yes, which is something that some comedians do, some don't. But, I mean, unfortunately, there's probably fewer really political comedians these days, but well, that's not entirely true. But not
everything's
necessarily
political.
As political as Rod in many ways with some of them, but many of them are. And yes, he was one of the early people who started all of that off, and we have in the film Andrew Denton and Will Anderson and Tom Ballard and a few of the more political ones talking about how he's influenced their comedy as a result.
Yeah, and in fact, that's one of the strengths of the film, isn't it? There's an awful lot of people who talk about Rod.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, because it's some of the things that he has done, like the business about the bus trips and going. I mean, that thing about them standing at the paint glass window at one of the ritzy hotels, and that's just so hilarious. It's just unbelievably funny.
Yes, it is, and amazing to think that he did those bus shows so many years, going to half a dozen places every night, you know, completely unplanned.
Yeah, what a brave character. And as some of the comedians said, this is actually groundbreaking. This is unheard of and unique in the true sense of that word.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. He is one of a kind.
Mm. Well, hopefully he won't be one of a kind. There may be more following him, but he has been a very unique individual.
Yeah. Also, his long-term commitment to bringing to people's attention the climate emergency. I must admit, like, he started doing this in 2002, but I remember in the 80s having conversations with people about the climate emergency. So I kind of have, I really feel for his sense of despondency.
Yep. Yes, we all do, unfortunately. It's just completely seems to have gone on the back burner while people create false wars around the world.
Yeah, well, anyway, you don't want to be on the side of I told you so when action is required. But no. How does he feel about the film?
He likes it, fortunately. it's always difficult as a filmmaker when you show him for the first time. But, no, he actually really likes the film.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. I know that.
Yeah.
Having met him. Tell me, you've got a special screening, haven't you, at ACME during Comedy
Yes.
Festival?
Yeah, so it's having its premiere next week, next Thursday, at the Comedy Festival, and I'm not sure what's going to happen after that, but it has got a screening actually at Castlemaine Documentary Film Festival is the one after that in June, but I haven't really sent it off anywhere else to see, so I don't know exactly when it's going to be screened apart from that, but
well, hopefully on Thursday, next Thursday, there will be a Q&A because you won't
yes,
be able to tie him down
coming.
Surely
he is going to come too, which is fantastic.
Thanks for talking to us.
Okay, thank you, Annie. See you later. Bye.